to find in the morning papers is hard to find in the magazines. It doesn't matter what show you tune in, it's hard to find on TV screen. But it's on talk radio. Truth is on talk radio. Turn it on, turn it up as loud as it'll go. Talk radio.
We're back, ladies and gentlemen. Hour two of the National Intel Report, 26 February 09. Almost said 08 because I don't believe that this is 09 anymore. Sam in Maine, go ahead if you would, sir. Continue with that piece you were reading from.
John, it's short. Do you want me to start it over?
No.
Okay, well, in short, according to the Capitol Hill Blues, Pelosi was asked at a conference about Holder's bringing up the assault weapons ban, and she indicated that no, she had no intention. She thought we should just enforce the laws we have. And the last paragraph was outside of the dig at the recent Republican president. The phrase is the stock line of those who do not want to pass new gun control laws, such as the National Rifle Association. The White House declined to comment on Holder's remarks, referring reporters to the Department of Justice. The DOJ did not respond to Hill's request for comment. So it looks like she's feeling a little beans under her pants, you know?
Well, and you know, politically, if I were Nancy Pelosi, which I'm not a woman, I'm equipped differently, and I am not a socialist, which definitely does not make me Nancy Pelosi, but those are words of wisdom coming from a politico. Because what they're doing right now is waging a battle to prop up Obama and his socialism. So, yeah, maybe they've already taken on too much because Barry Sartoro's numbers are dropping dramatically.
Yep, I agree. I agree with that, John. But I think we can maybe possibly use this time as a little lull in the action and continue whatever type of fight that we have or that you would suggest to get this thing permanently squashed.
Well, that little solution to that problem is going to take a while longer. That would mean that we would have people actually, our Congress critters in Washington, D.C., senators and congressmen alike, actually using the Constitution again.
Well,
that's going to take a little while.
Yes, I agree. I agree with that. I hope sincerely that the states that have passed their squawks and complaints about this, saying no to it, I hope they hold fast.
Yeah, and you know things are heating up if our state legislatures are now reaffirming 10th Amendment.
Yep.
You know things are heating up.
Yes.
All right. So,
John, you recently had the gentleman on from Front Sight.
Yes, sir.
Yep. Emailed him as his request, and I immediately started receiving his email updates and information, and I received his free hour-and-a-half-long CD today. John, I recommend it to everyone. You should see that CD. That thing should be burned and reburned and sent to everyone. And the offers that he's giving to first-time members will absolutely knock your socks off if you've got a few dollars to go there. Really excellent discounts, and I highly recommend the CD. The gentleman looks, he presents well, he sounds great, and he sounds like a real trooper.
Good. I'm glad to hear that.
Yep.
All right.
Yep.
Well, thank you, Sam.
Okay, John, and thanks for reading that article, that ridiculous article about the grenades and automatic weapons. What a joke.
Yeah, I'm telling you. Thanks,
hey,
Sam.
Have a good afternoon, bro.
You too. We'll break. We'll be back. 800-313-9443. In about 55 minutes, I've got a guy that jetted halfway around the world, about an 18-hour plane trip, to come in here and press the flesh. I am honored. We'll be right back.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today, 1-800-691-7898, and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Why continue suffering from pain, illness, and disease when natural health and wellness therapies are within your reach? Hundreds of people are reporting improved health and wellness using Rife frequency technology. In the 1920s, research scientist Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using resonant frequencies. The BioSolution frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions. There are no reported side effects. Join others in discovering a return to natural health and wellness. Just don't treat the symptoms, eliminate the cause. BioSolutions has over 550 pre-programmed auto sequences for various health conditions, and it's very easy to use. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. For more information, call BioSolutions toll free at 866-885-6625. That's 866-885-6625. Once again, that number, 866-885-6625.
The First Amendment in the Bill of Rights limits the government's power by ensuring the freedom of speech and preserving the rights of the people. Every day that passes, our rights gradually slip away. It's time to take a stand and let the government know we're tired of losing our rights. LibertyStickers.com will allow you to express your rights and allow millions of people to see you stand up for what you believe in. LibertyStickers.com carries the largest selection of bumper stickers online, ranging from political to humorous, and is your number one source for Ron Paul for President stickers. As always, you can find your favorite stickers that protest the war and the president. Don't see what you're looking for? Liberty Stickers will custom make stickers that will let you get your message across for all Americans to see. Go to LibertyStickers.com and see pre-made stickers that will get everyone talking. That's LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. Liberty Stickers, the world's most dangerous stickers.
Get ready for Real Talk Radio. You're listening to the National Intel Report with your host, John Stadtmiller.
We are back. Jim in Texas, you're up next.
Yeah. Am I on?
Yes.
Just a small comment. Today, I heard Jones for the first 10 minutes or so, but I didn't catch everything. But he said that a majority of the states were already on the 10th Amendment deal. Does that mean 38 states have come on with resolutions of, you know, backing out?
I don't know the exact number.
Well, anyway, besides that, locally, a friend told me that the cops here in Luling and Lockhart, they're not putting up with the BS. They wanted to see all the members get bombed in the State of the Congress address the other night. They were they wanted to see it happen then. They were ready to take them out then. That was the local police talking. And then today, because there's no micro FMs in the area, I had to drive around and get some stuff done. I was listening to Rush Limbaugh, and he was calling Barry Sotero a dictator.
Really?
And between him and Jones, that ought to be enough to get us whipped up into the coming conflict that we're going to have.
Well, you know, it's funny. Somebody mentioned Rush Limbaugh to me today as well, and he said, you know, I've been listening to Rush Limbaugh. And I said, well, if you've been listening to Rush Limbaugh, then you really don't know what's going on. He's a pundit for the Republican Party. The Republicans do no harm. they could be, they, we could have had a Republican nominee that could have been the Antichrist, and it would have been okay with Rush. And I told him, I said, look, I gave him one of our cards, just like I'm asking people to do out there. Gave him one of the cards with our website on it, and he says, well, what's the radio station? I said, well, there'll be one going up here in Central Texas in about 10 days. Right, Tony? At any rate, I said, Rush Limbaugh, if he got on the air and started telling the truth and not played these partisan politics games, the man would lose 500 stations and his millions of dollars a year would go bye-bye.
I said, yeah, well, I know that.
Yeah, yeah, well, this guy didn't, is the point. And I told him, I said, if you want to hear what the heck's going on, the unvarnished truth, and I handed him a card, and he looked at me and said, thank you. He said, I was thinking about moving in the next 2 years and tying up my business and whatever else here in the United States. I said, you don't have that long. And he just looked at me like I had just put a hole in he and his wife's plans. And I said, you better tune into the network to find out what the heck's going on. So there it is.
Well, all I can say is that it's coming, and Russia's not happy with the deal, and anybody with two brain cells can see through all this, and I believe that the numbers on Obama, on his popularity, are falling, and they're not really reporting the fallout.
I don't even know what his numbers are.
Well, no one knows, but just the fact that he wants a $3 trillion his budget is a $3 trillion budget now.
Uh-huh.
The up and coming budget. Where are we going to get this money?
Well, we're just going to continue to print it. And this is what I told this individual today. I said, look, he says, well, you know, he was telling me about this 401k that he had, and thank God, you know, he moved that, and he's been making about 3 or 4% off of it. And I looked at him and I said, well, you think you saved your 401k? And he goes, yeah. I said, do you know what the rate of inflation is right now? And he said, no. I said, anywhere between 12 and 15% across the board. I said, but hold on. I said, wait till your little 401k up and disappears like a wisp of smoke and a good Texas wind. I said, what's going to happen with all this money that they're printing when the hyperinflation kicks in? You're not going to be able to buy anything with that 401k. I mean, the man literally, I mean, he was a white guy, but he turned three different shades whiter.
Well, and besides the your figures there on what you just said, they're not counting in groceries and something else that would push it even up to around 18% on inflation.
Well, yeah, yeah, food and fuel, which, by the way, has anybody noticed? The price of oil has remained relatively low, but you're starting to see the prices bump back up at the pump. A lot of places right now in the country are at $2 a gallon.
Oh, yeah, that's true. But
there's your inflation factor starting to hit the oil companies. And that is not and just hang on here. $4 a gallon is going to look cheap by comparison because these green meanies we have right now, They're here for your benefit. What nobody is talking about is the taxes that they're going to throw around to try to cover the short on this deal. And that's another subject I'm going to get into as well today. Jim, I thank you for your call, sir.
All right, thank you.
All right, take care. yeah. I was just told today by a local Stop and Rob, I was discussing exactly the subject matter, increase in prices. I asked him, you know, where have you seen increases? And one guy stood there and he looked at me and he says, well, he says, in a couple of weeks, I guess there's going to be a federal cigarette tax put on. And, you know, it might be as high as 75 cents a pack. Last week, I read a story. Jennifer Granholm thought this was good, the governor of Michigan. Remember me saying to you folks a long time ago, what to store up on for trading? I said cigarettes and the cheapest alcohol you can find because a desperate man for a drink doesn't care if it's Four Roses or, you know, the most expensive liquor out there. Doesn't matter. They're going for the effect. Forget the taste. Well, in Michigan, they're going after the roll-your-own people up there. Yeah, there are people actually, folks, that buy rolling papers to roll cigarettes. There are actually people that do that. And right now, you can get about two, if out of the loose leaf stuff, the ground stuff, you can get about 2.5 cartons out of a pound of tobacco. Well, that's just, they need tax money up in Michigan. I mean, don't you know the auto companies? Everything. So what are they going? They're going after people that roll their own cigarettes. It's going to cost you. And I think it's right now at 32 or less than that dollars a pound. I think it is way less than that. But at any rate, pretty soon it's going to cost you about $75 a pound for that tobacco. Taxes are going up all over the place, folks. How do you think? Now, did you just think that they were going to roll out the printing presses and, you know, let's eat, drink, and be merry and print today for tomorrow we all die anyhow? No, they have ways. They got to keep the little scam going for a little bit longer. So while the Fed is printing up trillions of dollars, or the Treasury, they've got to find a way to recoup some of this money because they already know where this is going. Tax revenues are drying up like a drop of water in the Sahara on a windy day. They're evaporating rather quickly. So these states are getting real inventive about ways to try to get the revenue. Now, where is this going? Well, is it going to go by the way of, say, Rhodesia? Or, I'm sorry, Zimbabwe? It very well could. I mean, are we going to see billion-dollar bills in this country? Let me ask you this. I don't know the answer to that. I cannot sit here and positively say to you that we're going to have hyperinflation, that you're going to have to carry a billion-dollar note to pay for a loaf of bread. I am hoping and praying and working my fingers to the bone to try to educate people so we can get control of this government once again and we can have our lives back. But I can't sit here and say that that's not going to happen. It may happen. It may happen. And the one thing, through all of these hours and hours of the debate and the rhetoric and the political posturing, how many people did you hear at these hearings in front of Ben Bernanke, Geithner? Oh, that's right, the guy that was ahead of the Treasury before. Mm-hmm. How many of these people did you actually have that sat and looked these people square in the eye and said, wait a minute, we figured out the problem, and the problem is you? This is going on worldwide. This is the last great stab by the internationalist to try to capture and control mankind on this planet for all future years to come. 15 years ago, I was called a whack job for saying this. 10 years ago, 5 years ago. There's even people out there that are saying that today. Well, it's just a global financial crisis. I mean, we're tied into each other's best interest, and well, globalism. It's just the way it is. Get a life, get another planet, because you're no longer working here. You're no longer living here. I like what Elo said from Fiji the other day. You're to be shunned. You know, pat you on the head, and we're just going to turn our backs on you. That's what the states are doing to the abomination in Washington, D.C. right now. These are people that are finally waking up. The clarion call is sounding loudly. And people are finally figuring out, well, wait a minute. The Republicans aren't conservative? Duh. So keep listening to Rush Limbaugh. Yeah, it's just them damn Democrats. Yes, yes, yes. While he's puffing on his stogies and collecting his millions every year by not saying the truth and nailing every one of these criminals, no matter if they're a jackass or an elephant.
Attention RBN listeners. The Freeze Dry Guy, providing the finest in long-term storage food since 1970. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. In actual scientific tests, these foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. These foods are delicious tasting, hearty, light to carry, and easy to prepare under the most adverse conditions. Unfortunately, many people building a family food storage program, as well as many companies providing emergency feeding programs, simply do not give you enough protein, especially animal protein. No other food satisfies like animal protein during stressful times. If you're a meat eater, you will definitely want our freeze-dried meats and entrees, but we do offer vegetarian items as well. Visit freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. Freeze Dry Guy, the best you can buy.
Take a stand for health. Life Change Tea. We ship worldwide. France, Germany, London, Australia, Finland, and more. Join the thousands that are making the step for a healthy body. Flush out toxins, lower blood sugar levels, annihilate acid reflux, lose weight. You can do it. It's time for change. It's time for health. Grab life. Turn from death. The chemicals in the air will only get worse. Clean your body now with Life Change Tea. Order online. GetTheTea.com. That's GetTheTea.com. Or call us. Friendly operators are standing by. 928-308-0408. You've heard it. 928-308-0408. GetTheTea.com. It works.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Get into these stories as well. U.S. military might be sent to the U.S.-Mexico border as drug cartel chaos spirals. No, I would prefer not to have my military. That means they'd have to be standing on U.S. soil. You know, I don't want our U.S. military operating within side CONUS, the continental United States. I would prefer to have our federalized National Guard, unfederalized, and once again back under the control of the state's governors. Thank you very much. John in Idaho. Hello, John. Hello, John.
Yes, John?
Yeah, I'm sorry.
How are you?
I'm doing well.
You can hear me okay, right?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Yeah, we were just talking on the air a few minutes ago about the taxes going up on cigarette products.
Yes.
I think you didn't. Did you mention just Michigan?
No, not just Michigan. I just gave that as an example.
Okay. Because I've been following this really closely, as you know, probably know, it was included in that H.R. 2 Children's Health Insurance Bill that was passed recently as the S-CHIP.
Okay.
Bill,
yeah.
That everybody's heard about, mm-hmm. what, 1 or 2 weeks ago.
Mm-hmm. Yes.
You know what I'm referring to?
Yes, I do.
Okay, great. I can hardly hear you. I'm sorry. Yeah, that was part of the provision of that bill, and that those taxes are going up dramatically, and that applies to all federal taxes in all states. And it's Section 702 of that bill.
They've got to get the money somewhere. I didn't read it.
Yes, it's absolutely incredible, and this is not being told in the mainstream media, and everybody I've talked to is totally oblivious to this, except for the smoke shop owners in our local area here. Mm-hmm. Two of them have already gone out of business, and the roll-your-own taxes are going up. I think it says right here a little over a dollar a pound is what they're currently charging federal taxes, and they're going up to $24 a pound after April 1st. So.
And what is it a pound right now?
Currently, it's listed in the bill. I have it right here. It says roll your own tobacco, amended by striking $1.09 and amending it and asserting $24.78. Now, keep in mind, I pay on the average of currently $16 a pound right now from roll your own tobacco. So. Do the math, and it's incredible.
Okay, but now wait a minute here. Now, are they rolling in the cost of the actual tobacco, or are they just talking about a $24 tax?
This is what they're saying. From what I'm reading here, this is the tax. This is strictly talking about the tax because they can refer to the product itself because everybody sells product at different costs.
Right.
So they're referring just strictly to the tax.
So we're talking now about $40 a pound.
Oh, yeah, absolutely. And I'm paying $16 a pound right now, and that's going up April 1st.
And that would make sense to me because Michigan is in so much trouble. I mean, why not have $75 a pound roll your own? You can't even quell your anxiety anymore.
Oh, I know. And the thing that is that's really frightening to me is the fact that everybody's predicting that we're going to be entering the summer of hell with everything that's going on. Now, you know, factor in alcohol taxes and factor in these taxes, and, you know, can you imagine a couple million people going cold turkey all at the same time? I mean, it's going to get scary out there.
Well, I don't know, John. You know, think about this. Maybe that's to add to the anxiety to already a long, hot summer.
Oh, yes, yes. Man. So I just wanted to inject that little bit of information because, like I said, I've been following this bill all the way through the finish here.
Right.
And we're talking chew tobacco, we're talking cigars, pipe tobacco, anything that's tobacco-related products, right down to the rolling tube. So, yeah, it's right across the board there. So come April 1st, people are going to be really shocked.
Well, I hope people had followed my advice if they wanted something for the black market out there to trade, that they bought their tobacco and froze it, freeze-dried it, put little oxygen absorbers in there, and went out there and bought a lot of cheap alcohol because it looks like...
Oh, absolutely. Absolutely. I agree with you.
All right. Thanks, John.
You're welcome.
Okay. U.S. drug military might be sent to U.S.-Mexican border as drug cartel chaos spirals. The Justice Department announced yesterday that authorities arrested more than 730 people across the country in a 21-month investigation targeting Mexico's Sinaloa drug cartel and its infiltration into U.S. cities. 21 months, 730 people. How many illegals we still have here? At one time there was 40 million plus. So what do we got now? Maybe 30? Maybe 28, 30 million? But they managed to nail 730. See, if our borders would have been sealed, folks, we would not have the street gang drug cartels operating inside this country now. The arrest, according to the story, including 50 on Wednesday in California, Minnesota, and Maryland, and the nation's capital, come amid growing concern in Washington that Mexican crime organizations are out of control and threaten the stability of parts of Mexico and the safety of U.S. citizens. The Homeland Security Department has developed a plan to send more agents and other resources and possibly military support to the U.S.-Mexico border if the drug violence continues to spill over and overwhelm the agents stationed there. What I can see happening out of this, folks, for as many of that is on the military payroll with the drug cartels and the police down there, this could start border skirmishes that could go into a full-blown war with Mexico. Now, I don't know how they're armed down there. I know we're armed pretty comfortably here with our semi automatic, big, bad assault weapons that we need to get rid of because of these drug cartels and the corruption in Mexico. Like I said, go knock on Langley's CIA door. If you really want to stop the major drug trafficking talk to these CIA people.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Do you have more than $25,000 in credit card debt? Would you like to be out of debt in just 90 days using a system with proven and guaranteed results for over 15 years? Would you like to stop any mortgage foreclosure and have a written guarantee that would make most attorneys scream? Hi, I'm John Glia, the author of Winning the Collection Game and founder of Zero Debt in 90 Days. My Zero Debt expert system has helped tens of thousands of people.
My wife was really skeptical, but she liked your written guarantees, and I'm glad we went with the program. Thanks to your system, John, we've got a fresh start and are debt-free, and it only took a few months.
And you don't need an attorney to get the benefits of my proven system. In fact, you can keep your cash. No need to negotiate with creditors or pay a percentage of your debt. Call my experts today at 800-477-9256 and ask for free information on how you can be debt-free in 90 days without making one payment to any creditor. Or visit ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com. That's 800-477-9256 or ZeroDebtGuaranteed.com.
Hey, honey, I'm home.
I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
Well, no, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
You're tuned in to the National Intel Report, the Real Talk Radio Show.
The Pentagon, by the way, is looking into a larger role in bolstering counter-narcotics efforts. Admiral Dennis C. Blair, the Director of National Intelligence, isn't that a conflict of terms? Told Congress on Wednesday that the corruptive influence and increasing violence of the cartels has undermined the Mexican government's ability to govern parts of its own country. Recent State Department travel advisory warned U.S. citizens about the perils of travel in Mexico, likening the shootouts between authorities and the cartels to small unit combat. The U.S. National Drug Intelligence Center, they've got to be on their own drugs, believes that Mexican cartels maintain drug distribution networks or supply drugs to distributors in as many as 195 U.S. cities. And on Wednesday, Representative Lamar Smith, Republican from Texas, the ranking member of the House Judiciary Committee, said the recent surge in drug-related violence on the southwest border has turned some American communities and neighborhoods into the Wild West. One could only hope, Mr. Smith, that we have many law-abiding, gun-owning citizens in this country, yes, allow us to take care of the problem. A battle is building on the border, and U.S. citizens are getting caught in the crossfire, Smith said, calling on House Democrats to hold a hearing on drug-related violence on the border. Congress must address the violence before more lives are lost. Yeah. Tell you what, if you let Congress do that, sometime between death and rigor mortis, you might actually see something. But don't bet on it. 800-313-9443. You want to join in today's program. I was checking out, and I tried to get a representative on this deal out of Montana on JR24 and JR26. I'll have to dig up the email on this one. But at any rate, they've gone pretty much where I guess no state had dared to go so far in specifically spelling out that they need an honest money system. We need an honest money system in this country. Hallelujah. This is how bad things are getting. This is how bad things had to deteriorate in this country before state legislatures actually stepped up to the plate and started to say something. And you want to know why this is happening, folks? It's not. You know, I don't want to burst any bubbles here. But it's not because the legislature is that upset. And I'm sure that there's some that are throughout the country. But I'll tell you why they're upset. Is because we're extremely upset. There have been people just in absolute denial of anything that we talk about. And geez, with all this stuff going on, we don't even have a chance to talk about the butchery still going on in the Gaza Strip. Well, folks, it's it's time to resist. David Oman's National Security Strategy Report shows we have a very short time to save society from tyranny. He writes that once an individual has been assigned a unique index number, it is possible to accurately retrieve data across numerous databases and build a picture of that individual's life that was not authorized in the original consent for data collection, according to Sir David Oman in a report for the Institute for Public Policy. This is not some wild fantasy. It is the world we are about to move into, in which Jack Straw's Corners and Justice Bill, the ID Card Act, RIPA laws, and e-borders scheme have patiently constructed while we have been living in an idiot's paradise of easy money. We have a choice. Either we can believe that the British state is particularly immune to tyrannical instincts that are beginning to show in this government, or we can now start to oppose what is going on. We have a very short time to save our society from this nightmare. As has been made clear by Sir Ken MacDonald, the former DPP, the former head of MI5 in the House of Lords Constitutional Committee. Now, Oman is not the first civil servant to describe this world to us. In 2006, Sir David Varney, the head of the transformational government, predicted that the state would know a deep truth about the citizens based on their behavioral experience, beliefs, needs, or desires. Remember the movie and network where the mad prophet of the airwaves is getting dressed down in the boardroom? All fears will be calmed, all anxieties put away. We're from the government, and we're here to help. Oman is a securiate par excellence. He's the former intelligence and security advisor to Tony Blair. He speaks from the heart of the surveillance bureaucracy, and his views of those of GCHQ, which has lobbied for the measures in the Coroners and Justice Bill, his papers presented by some as a warning which is to all of us. But having met the man and debated him, I'm pretty sure that this represents his heart's desire. Either way, the important point is that we now have a very clear picture of what is about to happen. What do you mean about to happen? I'm sorry, did this guy not see the millions of cameras going up in and around London? Did he miss those? Privacy concerns, this has been a hot topic in England for a long time. But at least it's getting some airtime. And of course, you know, there's money to be made in this. Now, not all of this is doom and gloom. It really isn't. If you're a global warmest alarmist, and you're buying into the new technology rap, which, by the way, not just Barry Sartorio in this country or Al Gore has been piping. This has been going on around the globe. You know, we got neat, nifty ways that we need to bring in new technologies, and this will be an opportunity for businesses to start a new and dynamic, insightful, and on-time products. Folks, don't worry. Don't worry. We're going to innovate our way out of this. Anybody that understands markets, folks, yeah. Supposedly, those who build a better mousetrap wins. You know, fair competitive market practice. You have 10 guys building the same product. Well, it isn't always necessarily price, but that is an influence. It's how well your product performs. I don't care how cheap a product is, if it's a piece of Mickey Mouse work, I don't care how cheap it is. I don't want it. Price is not always a consideration. But if you got 10 guys, say, building XYZ widget, in the normal course of free market, you will pick and choose. You will make your choice. You will vote for it with your dollar. Makes sense, right? At the time in this country, when we need cheap, available energy right now, and we have to expand the energy reserves that we have right now, we're being told that this is passé, it's blasé, it's wasteful, it's harmful. Shame on you for harming the planet. Shame on you for contributing to global warming. We should hang our heads in sorrow. All right, in a free market, I can understand some of the argument. There's always better ways to build a mousetrap, isn't there? I mean, there are actually people in this country that actually believe that, gosh, have you gotten one of these contraptions called an automobile, that if you went more than 60 miles an hour, it would spell certain death. It would kill you. I wonder what they would have thought of if they saw a modern dragster on a drag strip that does 300 miles an hour and a quarter mile. Would they be calling for the coroner? That guy most certainly must be dead. Now is not the time. Innovation, yes. Replacement of old technologies, absolutely. Who doesn't want a better mousetrap? But what these people are cooking up right now is the carbon tax haven. There's another tax, folks. Telling you what, even if you think, and if you're going over your budget right now and you're telling yourself, okay, all things being equal and I can keep walking this tight wire, there might be a little wiggling and waggling on the wire, but I think I can stay upright and I'm not going to fall and die. Don't bet on it. Don't bet on it. Because if you do, it may cost you your life. If you're doing budgets based on today's prices versus your income, you lose. You lose. Everything is going to be taxed out of sight. Businesses are going to continue to crumble. Yes, the bankers are going to have their way in this country. What great earth-shattering news is that? Hello, Ken.
How you doing?
How you doing?
I'm doing all right.
What's on your mind?
Well, you were talking about the bitter mousetrap, and this may sound a little archaic, but I have two of the most perfect mousetraps in the world. Cats.
Okay.
Two good old-fashioned cats. Maybe going forward isn't the answer. Maybe going backwards some is the answer.
Okay, you've piqued my curiosity here. Ken, what are you talking about?
Well, you're talking about, you know, the energy crisis and, you know, our carbon footprints and all this good stuff. And, you know, back in the early 1900s, we didn't have this problem. But yet today we have this problem, okay? And honestly, I believe that if we took a step back from all this technology and went back to simple, basic ideas, things would be a little bit on the better side for us.
I would think that you're correct.
Well, good. I'm glad I'm not the only one that thinks that.
Anything else, Ken?
That would be it.
Okay. Thanks for your
all
call.
Right.
Appreciate
Thank
it.
Thank you.
All right. Remember what I was saying about budgets, folks? If you're counting on things stabilizing, at least in your life right now, based on the money that you have coming in versus what you have to pay out, it's a higher wire act. Let me call Lloyd's of London. I'm putting out $1 million life insurance policy on you because you're going to fall. Obama forecast $1,750 billion deficit. I guess this looks better than $1.75 trillion. President Barry Sartoro on Thursday unveiled the most expansive blueprint for the federal government involvement in the U.S. economy in more than a generation. In a generation? Somebody's history book, somebody ripped out the about 90% of the book. This is a 10-year budget outline that showed this year's deficits quadrupling to $1.75 trillion. The document, which lays out the ambitious plans to create universal health insurance and adopt an economy-wide carbon permit trading system by 2012, was heavily panned by the Republicans. They just want it to be a little bit less. They'll let it go through. The budget would see George W. Bush's tax cuts for the wealthiest expire in 2011 and introduce new tax increases on families earning, and Barry Sartoro said the other day, mark my words, earning $250,000 or more to pay for health care expansion. In a sign of intense partisan battles to come, Mitch McConnell, the Republican leader in the Senate, where the U.S. president needs supermajorities of at least 60 votes to push bills through, said, unfortunately, at this juncture, while the American people are tightening their belts, Washington seems to be taking its belt off. The budget also allowed for $750 billion for financial stabilization efforts. Oh, you haven't heard, folks? The banks are saying, we're going to need another bailout plan. We're not there yet. We need to stabilize the banks in order to free up credit and liquidity, and we'll get things moving again. Excuse me. Didn't anybody notice that the United States and its people have had credits up to their eyeball and they don't need any more credit, carbon or otherwise? Did anybody notice? Of course they didn't. They're banking on, well, the banks can go right back doing business and loaning out money to whom? If you think a subprime mortgage was a risky loan, to put a mortgage to something that was connected to, well, you didn't have to be any more qualified than a cockroach. Exactly who are they going to free this credit market up and for whose purpose? You know, after the factories close and the people are laid off and your product goes bye-bye, exactly what formula is going to say, okay, we're going to believe in this individual, we're going to give him credit, we're going to let him go in the hole in the hopes that it's going to spark business. That's what they're telling you. The budget also allowed for $750 billion for the financial stabilization efforts on top of the $700 billion already granted to Wall Street. The potential aid was shown as a net cost of $250 billion because the government would anticipate recouping some of that money. Taxes, taxes, taxes. Peter Orszag, White House budget director, said there were no plans to seek more aid for banks, but the measure indicated it was strongly possible. The 134-page document outlines a legacy inherited from Mr. Bush of what it calls mismanagement and missed opportunities and of deep structural problems ignored for too long. By including likely future costs, it moves to a new system of upfront accounting that moves away from the alleged gimmicks and sleight-of-hand accounting of the Bush years. Mr. Orzag said in the Obama administration would not play the games that had seen billions of dollars in spending on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan and other events omitted from prior years' budgets. I see. So it was only Mr. Bush that was doing the sleight of hand and gimmick stuff. The first step to getting out of these deficits is honesty, said Mr. Orzag. And you see what they're going to do is they're going to be honest with you folks and tax you till you can't bleed anymore. They're fixing to try to get their money one way or the other. They're borrowing it. They're putting you on the hook for it. The question is how are they going to collect it? Taxes.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Hi, I'm Roger Mason, the inventor of Beta Prostate. Men, are you getting up in the middle of the night to go to the bathroom? Is your love life not what it used to be? Many men don't realize these issues are often related to their prostate health. Prostate problems start about age 40, and by 50, over half of men already have a prostate problem. This only gets worse. What can you do? See a doctor for checkups and take Beta Prostate. It is the well-researched natural formula that supports a healthy prostate, and it's made with pure beta-cytosterol, 11 essential minerals plus vitamin D. This is the best-selling prostate formula in the world. It's safe, it's healthy, and what every man over 40 should take for good prostate nutrition.
To try Beta Prostate risk-free, dial 1-800-362-5848. Call today for Beta Prostate and get Roger Mason's best-selling book free with your order. Dial 1-800-362-5848. That's 1-800-362-5848.
Tony Fratto, by the way, the former spokesman for Mr. Bush, said, trying to mask huge spending increases under the cloak of fiscal responsibility is the height of audacity. Well, for once, I'll agree with somebody that was in a Bush administration. The budget forecast a halving, like in half, of fiscal deficit that Mr. Obama inherited in January, cutting it from 12.3% GDP this year to 3% in 2013. It projects $14 billion of spending on the wars in Iraq and Afghanistan this year, following $130 billion in 2010. Ah, yes. I believe Barry Sartorio is good for the country, and I believe everything he says. By the way, a message on the pledge drive. If other people were waiting for other people to step up to the plate, support the network, we are instituting the paid archives. There will be messages posted on the archives. So go to that and read it, if you will. And on the pledge drive itself, I've got a guy that just got a call here. He's at 35 in Guadeloupe. Flew in halfway around the world to come in and see myself and my wife. The pledge drive that I started 3 weeks ago, and I said we needed $25,000, just to give you an indication, he put up half of the $25,000. One man. One man. So for you, for those folks out there that did donate, all you have to do is some simple math to make that $25,000 mark. One man stepped up to the plate and took half of that. And back during our pledge drive in December, he put up $20,000. When we say that we want support from our listeners, folks, we don't kid around. So we're not going to be doing any more pledge drives, but we are instituting the paid archives. And I just got an email from Shanghai, Shanghai, China. He says, hey, here's my money for a year. He says, you're my only source of news. You're the guys that I trust. And we thank you, Shanghai, China. We thank you very much. Many people have expressed those exact same sentiments out of everything that's out there on the web. They choose RBN because we've got the most extensive coverage. We've got 36 different talk show hosts, all brilliant in their own right and in their own ways. And, you know, I don't know if this is going to happen here, by the way, but they're starting to talk about taxes on business, corporations. Now, are these going to be the corporations that are going to be socked with paying taxes? In other words, we got a preferred group of corporations and companies that pay next to nothing. But in story out of England, United Kingdom taxes takes 45% of companies' profits. Spend, 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 and tax, tax, tax. What happens in the meantime? Free and fair market principles die. At any rate, that'll do it for us today, folks. We'll be back with you tomorrow with another edition of the National Intel Report. Thank you for joining us today. Tell your friends and your neighbors. Join in. Enough educated people, folks, doing the right things. We can get our country back. But it ain't going to happen by letting somebody else do it, that's for sure. With recent internet.